1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, which has raised $114,812 for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, to the sale of our number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000, CD and picture disc vinyl. And to pick up a copy, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling for the CD, and Visa, MasterCard, and check accepted. $114,000. And happy to do it, man, for my friend's place. And get Roland Schwinn. Roland, you there?
Yes, Ron, right here. I had a message to call you.
Yeah, we did ask you to call us. And this is Roland Schwinn, folks, from Stocks and Cash Newsletter and Online Magazine. Thank you for being with us.
And Mike told me that I'm on the air, correct?
I'm sorry?
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are on the air right now.
All right.
I wanted to
If I could jump in for a moment, Phil, ask you if this is an extended interview you want to do.
Well, I want to ask you about the stock market. I want to ask you about Wall Street because you do a column in Stocks and Cash about Wall Street and what's been going on. The stock market has went down 400 points yesterday, went up 60 points today, and what you make of it.
Well, Phil, I don't get a lot of media requests from talk radio stations. It's not a place where I'm not used to talking, so I had a message to call you. I'm not sure if you want me to explain.
I want you to come on and explain to us what's going on with the stock market. When you say you don't get a lot of media requests, I don't understand.
I don't get a lot of media requests from talk radio stations. I do get requests, obviously, from Wall Street Journal, from some of the other publications, and also from some of the news magazines on television. But I'm not sure I understand what you want. So if I can be of some service.
Well, what we want you to use your expertise to explain to my audience how the stock market works, why there's been such wild fluctuation, etc. If I'm not making myself clear.
No, you're making yourself clear. I'm trying to. I want to phrase this the best way I can because I want you to. I know that you mean well, but the people that are listening to you right now, the people who throw a few dollars into E-Trade or Ameritrade and they lose their mud when the market loses a few points, did you want me to talk to them? Or?
My audience, yes.
I don't know what good I can do.
Are you, okay, let me ask you this very clearly, because we're getting off to kind of a...
Well, I had no idea you wanted to interview me. There's no reason for me to be on your program.
Let me tell you. Let me ask you first. Are you saying that my audience can't understand, that my audience doesn't get the stock market or how it works?
Are you asking me to... You want the truth?
Yes.
No, they can't.
You don't think that...
How can I say? I don't have a lifetime to explain the market to your listeners. It would take... To your listeners.
Well, who do you explain the market to and market pressures? Who do you explain it to where you don't have to take a lifetime? I mean...
Well, I do. I do. I speak at luncheons. I speak with business people. But your audience is an audience of people who are not... The people that you have listening to you, Phil...
Well, I've got all kinds of people listening to me.
But just hear me out. The people that you have listening to you, I'm not just saying you, but the audience that listens to talk radio, these are the very people who thought they'd open up an Ameritrade account or thought they would open up an E-Trade account and thought they'd be big money makers. And as soon as the market started to dip a few points, they're puddling the floor. So I feel like...
Well, I think it's arrogant, if you don't mind.
So let's be very clear. You called me to be on your program. I had no knowledge that you wanted me to be on your program.
All right, I forgive the arrogant statement, but just please tell me then. Forget my audience. Tell me... All right, explain it in as easy terms as you can. How the stock market, what's going on with the stock market?
In as easy terms as I...
The way that you figure my audience would be able to understand it.
You know, I will tell you that I have a very busy schedule of speaking engagements, but those people are an audience of investors who understand the market. your listeners are the people who serve drinks to those people. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, when I'm at a banquet or I'm at a luncheon, there are the investors who are having the lunch, and there are the people bringing the food to them. Your listeners are the people bringing the food. The investors...
Well, just humor me, then, and tell all of us how it works.
How does the stock market work?
Yeah.
There's big companies, and the big companies are owned by lots and lots of people. Are you following?
Yes.
And these are called stockholders, and they buy stock. And that means they buy part of the company. If they believe in the company, they buy more of the company's stock. If they are afraid that the company is not going to make money, they sell. Do you understand anything I'm saying to you?
They sell the stock, meaning that they don't want to be a part of that company.
It means that they don't believe. But my question is greater than this, Phil. Why would your listeners need to know this?
I'm sorry?
Why do your listeners need to know this? They're never going to utilize this information. They're never going
to... I wanted them, because it's in the news, to... I realize you think I got an audience full of waiters and waitresses and people that park cars.
And I'm not denigrating that profession at all. I'm simply saying there are people who need the stock market information, and there are people who would have to be reborn three or four times to understand it.
And let me take some phone calls here. Let me give out a number. Hold on for a minute. Well, just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. And we're talking with Roland Schwinn of the Stocks and Cash online magazine about the stock market going up, going down, all of the money that's been lost over the last few days. The stock market is going through a lot of wild fluctuations, Roland. I just wanted to know why. I thought my audience would like to know why.
The reason why the stock market is going through these wild fluctuations is because the very people that you're forcing me to talk to and explain this to are wetting their pants and selling their mothers and children in the same lot if they can recoup their losses on the day. It's a lot of big companies and a lot of big numbers, and, you know, it's a lot of nines. And
well, hold on. Let me take a phone call.
Well, how long... Do you want me to... I don't understand. Do you want me to stay on?
Could you just clear out a few minutes for us? I would really appreciate it.
Then I have to let... I've got to let someone...
Let a secretary know or something. I just want to talk about this. All right, Roland?
Yes, I can give you that. All right.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Houston, Texas. Told your screener, I just wanted to let your guests know that not all people in talk radio that listen to talk radio is necessarily.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, sir. Could you speak up?
Yes, all people in talk radio that listen to talk radio are not blithering idiots. They know how to balance a checkbook. I've been an investor, diversified investor for 22 years. I cover from bonds.
So you know all about the stock market.
Well, I don't have a CPA or a PhD in it.
Do you know what S&P is?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do you know what the S&P is?
The Standards and Poor's?
Okay, then you got that right, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what the Dow Jones Industrial is? And it's related, do you know what that is?
Yeah, the Dow Jones is related in NASDAQ, American Trade.
All right, I were to ask you what the NYSE, what does NYSE stand for?
New York Stock Exchange.
All right, so you've
all
got
right,
a good
well,
working...
All right, well, just to form it up in the climate, I got to get going
where
here.
Where did you learn about that?
Well, sir, I got a master's degree from the University of Texas.
Uh-huh.
I got a bachelor's degree from Texas A&M University. And, you know, in common sense, my dad...
Do you know about the stock market?
About the stock market.
All right. Where, do you know it's in New York?
I think the gentleman's indicating that he knows these things.
Hey, Phil?
I mean, yes, sir.
I need to let you go on, but...
It's in New York City.
You know what?
Okay, David?
This guy's a clown.
David, I am simply... I don't want anyone wasting my time because I'm busy... And I don't need for you or Mr. Hendry to waste my time.
Then why are you on the show then?
Mr. Hendry called me to explain the stock market.
Well,
I said to him, you want me on a talk station to do that? It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, I need to go. Go play with your charts, okay? Have a good one.
Do you know what the Dow Jones is then, correct?
Yeah, he did. I guess he had to go. 1-800-449.
Then he doesn't know.
Well, he had to hang up.
Then he doesn't know.
All right, I guess he doesn't know. He had to hang up. 1-800-449-8686.
You see, Phil, this proves my point in a lot of ways, that people are in over their heads. And this stock market thing is I'm sure that, anyway, a lot of the people listening to you, Phil, they've got tables to bus. I don't know if they...
Hold on for a minute. Let's take another call, and then we'll take a break. Carrie on the Phil Henry Show. Carrie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say
could you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, it is. It's off.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that I've listened to the show for a couple years. I make $100,000 a year, and I'm perfectly capable of understanding anything that
well,
you
I'm
play.
Sure you think you do, yes. All right.
Okay.
I'm, that's nice, Carrie. Good for you.
Is that it?
All right. Well, there's a vast array of people that do listen to talk radio.
Well, yes. And if you say a vast array, it means they work in a lot of different restaurants. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. They work in a lot of different car lots. Is that what you mean?
No.
Well,
no,
you,
I work in the mortgage industry.
You have a heart. I can't understand what you're saying. You work where?
I work in the mortgage industry.
You know about the stock market?
I didn't say I knew about it, but I can
all
certainly
right. Well,
understand.
That's, what I'm that's exactly what I'm saying, Phil. This
no,
is
that's
Carrie.
Not what you're saying. What you're saying is the people that listen to talk radio are all waitresses and waitresses.
The people I deal with, darling, don't even have radios in their car. They listen to... They you know what I'm saying?
No.
They listen to classical CDs.
I you know...
You said you work in the morgue industry? What is that?
Mortgage industry.
Oh, all right.
Well, what do you mean? Are you saying the people that you talk to at these luncheons don't listen to the radio?
No, they don't have... They don't have the time. So that's what I'm saying, Carrie. So you get
okay, well,
to,
that sounds
sure
a little better than what you were explaining
well,
earlier.
Well, what I'm simply saying is you and your friends, you know, good for you.
Okay, well...
It sounds a little condescending, okay?
Well, I'm sure...
Yeah, exactly.
You have cattle to tend? Or
she didn't say she had cattle to tend. She works in the mortgage industry.
Okay. Then
right.
Maybe, don't you have a house
It's 7 o'clock right now, Missouri time, and I'm on my way home from work.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
Look at Roland. If you're going to be condescending...
You asked me to come on to explain to these people. I don't think they're getting it. And I'm trying to do it desperately, Phil, trying to get them to understand, but...
Thanks, guys. Gotta go.
She doesn't sound like she's really getting it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Is this a mistake having this guy on? Because he doesn't think that he's getting through to anybody. It's the Phil Henry Show. Looking at Mike in there trying to screen some phone calls for our guest, Roland Schwinn. He's with the Stocks and Cash online magazine.
If I could jump in.
Hold on for just a moment, Roland, while I tell everybody who you are. And I thank you, by the way, for being on the air with me. And you are trying to explain the stock market, and you think it's an impossible job.
If I could just jump in and say this. The reason why Mike is having a difficult time screening some phone calls is because there is very, very few people out there that understand what I'm talking about. You had a lady on just a moment ago who's in the mortgage business, correct?
The last caller, yeah.
I doubt very much if she even has a grasp of what she does for a living. So in other words, you have people who have these jobs in finance, but how well do they know their jobs? Your listeners are the people in front of the laptop computer who put $1,000 in an E-Trade account after swigging a Coors Light for courage, and they think they're going to become Bill Gates. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And
well, I think characterizing them as people who sit in front of a laptop with a Coors Light might be a little harsh.
Not going to happen. You're not. There's no Bill Gates out there waiting to be discovered while he has himself some red eye, a big glass of burgundy, 11 o'clock at night while he's still wearing his work clothes. Is isn't going to happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Roland. We got that. Let's take some more phone calls. Philip, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yes, I just had a comment. Your caller there that you called is acting very arrogant, and in my opinion, he has not made an honest attempt to even try to explain.
Exactly.
The stock market.
Well, that's the thing, Roland, and what we're asking for is an honest attempt.
I said it's a big, big company that everybody buys shares in. Okay, Philip?
Okay.
And then what you do with the shares is you wait to see if you make money, and if you don't, then you may want to sell those shares. And if a lot of people sell the shares, then it goes down. And if a lot of people... What do you do for a living, Philip, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a certified public accountant.
All right, so that means that you do the books for a company or for individuals, correct?
I do books, I do tax returns, and I give investment advice.
And you give investment advice, all right? So what that means is you advise people on what to do with their money.
He knows that. He knows that.
You're aware of that, Philip, right?
That's right. And I explained.
Okay, well, what are you doing? What are you telling him?
I'm not sure if he knew.
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure if you understood what you did for a living.
If I know what I do for a living?
Yes, sir. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand what I do for a living.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you. And
you don't have to tell him what he does for a living. He knows.
He wants to turn things around on
people all I wanted to do was make sure you knew what you did.
Yeah, I prepare taxes and give investment advice.
Mr. Henry,
explain to them what they're getting into.
Good. That sounds like a good business for you. Stay out of the stock market. Next.
Well, that's one thing I very rarely get into on this specific stock because I do know how it works.
Well, that's just
stay out of it.
All
right. I just thought you might could have made a little better of an attempt.
It's impossible. I can't. I'm talking. How do you explain nuclear physics to a Cocker Spaniel? And I'm not saying you, but some people pretend to work in finance and really don't know what they're talking about. It's a glamorous field, you know, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, look, Philip, thank you for your honest attempt at asking a question. 1-800-449-8686. Alan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, sir. Fine.
I resent your guest a great deal. I have been in the financial community for over 30 years.
Here we go.
Not only as a stockbroker, as a financial advisor, but also a manager of a stock brokerage office. Your guest can't even answer a simple question.
Well, how am I going to explain
him, it? You shut up a minute.
How am I going to explain a business to a people
all
who don't get
it? All you asked him was one simple question.
Yes.
What is going on with the stock market today? And he can't even answer the question.
Oh, I know what's
the
going
bottom
on.
Line
I know
is,
what's going
if
on
you
the stock market
me,
is because you people,
you, allow
you wouldn't
me to
understand
answer
it.
The question,
you
I will be more than happy to answer the question.
No,
the bottom
it's
line
impossible.
Is people are insecure
you
about
don't have the answer to that question because you're not. You are not qualified.
And once
you answer
get past the first you will see the market rebound.
Stop that, okay?
And more confidence come back into the economy.
Wait a minute. Could you repeat that?
Oh, come on.
Look, I don't believe for a minute, Alan, you even knew what it was you just said.
I beg your pardon.
Do you know,
I would match which, you know, matching which with
you,
you
understand,
like fighting a defenseless man.
Do you understand?
You don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Do you understand what you just said? That's all I'm asking.
You're damn right I understand.
Sounds to me like you're going to have a congestive heart episode. What do you do for a living?
I just told you. I manage a stock brokerage office. I've been in the business for over 30 years, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you get
about.
Okay, so you get the stock market, or at least you think you do.
I beg your pardon?
You think you understand the stock market?
You bet I do.
Okay, so you think you understand it. Well, what I'm saying is, you think you understand it. I know the stock market. And that's the difference between us.
You loathe it?
I know it. And because I know it, I can't waste time answering questions from these, whatever it is that's calling in here.
Listen, a simple question was asked of you. What happened to the stock market yesterday and why is there volatility?
Okay.
You have never answered the question. I answered
people,
the question. You refuse to
sold.
Answer the question.
Do you know where Wall Street is?
SOB.
Do you
and
even
anybody
know
who
where
subscribes
Wall Street
to your letter or your words.
Do you even know where New York is?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Roland Schwinn from Stocks and Cash Magazine, online magazine, to explain the recent vagaries and the oscillation in the stock market. You have resisted explaining. You say that my listeners are not bright enough. You say that
there's an old expression called the $2 better, and those are the lightweights. Those are, that's the cheap early power. Those are the feather merchants who feather their money into a stock market, artificially inflate or deflate it, and they're the ones, that's the scared money. And they run. Let me tell you about your listeners. The average investor on eBay or AmeriTrade or Ameritrade or E-Trade, the average investor would sell their mother and their children in the same lot just to get their money back on a day trade. Now, you and
I... Boy, that is harsh, man. I mean...
Well, that is the truth, and you know Bert Sainer, don't you?
I know Bert, yeah.
All right. Bert got a $200 bonus 3 years ago, and you know that I have a prosthetic leg.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Bert got a $200 bonus 2 years ago. He wanted to invest in an old cannery up here in Monterey. I have a plastic leg today because of that investment. And
I know you've talked about that.
And I'm not going to go into how it happened. But I have a fake leg today because of Bert Sainer, a listener to your show, and his screwy ideas about investing money. And as the result of that, his investment in the stock market cost me my leg.
I don't know what to say to that.
No, you don't know what to say to it, because you know it's true. I walk around with a plastic leg today because one of your listeners can't invest correctly in the stock market.
I mean...
You think that's funny, don't you?
Well, I just... You know what? I'm sorry, man. Let me take another phone call here. Annette, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Roland.
What can we do for you, ma'am?
I would like to know what your background is, Roland, because...
Okay, we don't take any questions. Do you have a comment?
I have a comment that I don't think that just because somebody isn't, or even if
they... All right, thanks a lot. Here is Scott. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to understand. I don't quite understand. This guy has said nothing credible tonight that establishes him as an expert.
There's no reason for me to say anything. No one understands what I'm talking about.
Well, you haven't answered any of any question anybody's posed to you at all. You sit and denigrate every caller that calls in. Why don't you listen?
Do you listen to talk radio, correct?
Yes.
Then how could you possibly understand something like the stock market?
Well, you know what? I'm not pretending to understand it. He asked you to explain a situation,
you haven't even established
yourself as anybody credible.
No, sir.
Argument about the stock market.
I lost a leg because of listeners like you.
Okay, I don't believe I caused you to lose a leg.
No, sir. I'm saying that Bert Sainer, who's a listener to the Phil Henry Show...
Well, what does that have to do with, why don't you take just 2 seconds and try to enlighten all of us idiots who listen to talk radio?
I'm in the hospitality
industry, and you've denigrated my field completely. I negotiate million-dollar hospitality industry deals for a living. I don't claim to understand the stock market, but you know what? This guy's asking you to share some insight, and you have not said one credible
thing
tonight.
Exactly. I said that last half hour.
Phil, I attempted to. You know that I underwent a trauma when Bert invested in that cannery. I lost a leg.
I know you lost a leg. I'm not so sure it's because of Bert Sainer's investment in an old cannery in Monterey.
All right, Scott, you want me to explain. Is that correct?
No, I'm just suggesting that you establish
you
your credibility first before you deem us all unworthy of your knowledge.
You hand drinks to people for a living, is that right?
No, I run a catering company. I work in the hospitality industry. There's a lot more to it than handing drinks.
All right, well, you pass out rules.
See, that's what you're doing. You denigrate all of the
Absolutely.
Callers that call in,
yeah.
And you put them on a defensive position. So you sit there and question us like we're not worthy of this wonderful... this enlightenment that only you possess. Why don't you try us? I mean, we're not all stupid. Why don't you just share a little bit of what you have and see if the rest of us can't grasp a little bit of that?
All right, I want you to be clear. You are asking me to explain the stock market to you, and you pass out rules.
Never mind, the man said he had a catering business.
I don't pass right. out rules. See, now that's just it. I mean, I couldn't possibly explain the catering business to you.
I know the catering business.
You must know everything.
You pass out rolls and salad.
Okay,
and then,
great.
And then the rubber chicken comes.
Look, this gentleman asked a question I would like the answer to.
All right. You gentlemen know what Wall Street is, correct?
Yes.
It's in a place called New York City.
Oh, come on. We know that.
Please, man. You're making a fool of yourself.
I'm making a fool of myself when I'm trying.
Yes. Yeah, you are. You're making a fool of yourself.
I'm sure, Scott, one thing I know, and you too, Phil, you go to the sports page every day, don't you?
I read the sports page.
All right. In the very, very back of the sports page often are a long list of things that are really small.
Yes, we know. The stock prices.
What are you getting angry for?
Stop with, do you know where New York is, and do you know where Wall Street is, and you know where the stock prices are?
You called me.
Yes.
This guy is the one with the anger problem. I mean, if you would just get beyond that anger and just try to share a little bit of your information.
I'm getting my time
wasted. Yeah, you're angry about your leg. You're angry about people like me. Why? I don't understand
it. I'm not angry. Don't you think I have a right to be angry about my leg?
You're treating us like there's nobody else out there that can possibly comprehend this incredible knowledge that you have. Why don't you try us?
Scott, I went one day to investigate an investment opportunity for a friend of mine, and I wound up without a leg. How does that happen?
I don't know, and I can't explain that.
Yeah.
But you know what? The questions people are posing.
And because of that, it's like that.
And the guy that I lost my leg because of listens to talk radio.
Okay, so talk radio are the biggest morons in the world. Well, that's not the case.
Biggest morons that made me lose a leg.
We listen to talk radio because we're trying to learn something, and we're asking you
to
explain something to us,
exactly.
And you're not even willing to give us a try.
All right. In New York is a place called Wall Street.
Okay, if you're going to go down that road,
thank you for calling.
All right.
New York is a place called Wall Street.
Thank you very much. I understand. All right. Thank you, sir. So you want to go that? Do you want to go down that road, being arrogant?
I'm trying to explain that there's a place called Wall Street, and there's a lot of men in suits, and they go into a big room, and at the end of the day, a man goes ding, ding, ding. And then everybody either cheers or they cry. That's where all of you E-traders and Ameritraders and all of you people, that's where your money goes when you're sitting in front of the computer with a can of a Leinenkugel or a warm Coors. That's where it all...
You have nothing but contempt for the people who listen to my show.
I think they're hardworking people, Phil, but I think they need to know either you pass out rolls for a living... Or you invest in Wall Street. And by the way, it isn't a street. It's just called Wall Street.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't think you did. Jesus.
All right, I didn't know that. Joel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, first of all, somehow you got to get some dialogue here that each guy has time and can comprehend what the next guy is saying.
Huh?
I'm sorry that you understand that people are underestimating your skills on the stock market. I believe you do have them skills.
Thank you very much.
The man on the talk show host here, I have never met, never talked to before.
Well, I lost a leg.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry that
that
happened.
Do you have both legs?
I'm sorry that that happened, sir.
How'd you lose a leg over an investment in a...
It's none of your business.
That happened, but you should be glad that somebody was around that can fit a prosthesis that made it able for you to get around.
Wait a minute. You don't go on eBay, E-Trade, and then go out to look over an investment portfolio, and the next thing you know, they're putting a plastic leg on you. That doesn't happen.
Yes.
But it happened to me.
Why don't you put that aside in your life? Because I have a physical handicap, too.
Have you got both legs?
No, I got a bleeding ulcer. I was dead 3 times at 53 years old.
You want to know why? Because you invested in the stock market. You were dead 3 times.
Yes.
Sweet Lord.
And I'm still here.
You sure?
And I'm grateful that I'm here. So you should be grateful that you can walk in a prosthesis.
You're sure that you're here?
Yeah.
So you...
Go ahead. I've never invested in a prosthetic company. I don't think they're very good buys.
Yeah, there's a lot of listeners, I'm sure, on the talk show here that are very knowledgeable in the stock market.
Do you have any inside stock tips from the other side since you've been dead?
Because
okay,
you what,
that's
I'm
you
living,
know what.
I'm, now laying in a camper with a dog aside of me. I'm on welfare, and I have food stamps. I don't have no more than maybe pennies in my change.
Well, then you might as well be dead.
All right, that's good. That, you know, ask a stupid question, as they say, and you get dumb. You know, you don't get an answer in this case. You might as well be dead. Folks, the stock market works like this. I don't know. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, and it's time for that semi-annual ritual on the Phil Henry Show that we engage in, and that is we let you know most, if not all, of the products that we use in our household, the Henry household. We let you know the names of the actual commercial products that we endorse, that we use, that we like. No bull crap. This is the stuff we use in our home. First of all, we use Altadena dairy milk. We get the non-fat milk, yogurt, and Roman meal bread. We have 4 growing children. We have home delivery. And we find it's really nice. And the yogurt, a little, I can't eat the Altadena yogurt. There's too many calories in it, but, you know, the kids like it. We use Bisquick mix. We use that for pancakes and waffles. We also have the frozen waffles. I forget which brand. We eat Dreyer's fat-free ice cream and Healthy Choice fat-free ice cream. Just picked up some chocolate fudge, as a matter of fact. There's no taste to it. No, it's really good. I really like it, and that's what we eat. We've also discovered the new Sizzling Bacon, not the Sizzling Bacon, but the new bacon, the microwavable bacon that's in the packets. So they like 8 pieces to a packet, and you man, that's fantastic. I can't remember the brand name. It's the big, thick box. What's some bacon brands, Mike? What is that bacon? What's a bacon brand? Isn't it Wrath? Or that's from my childhood. Boy, you guys don't even remember Wrath. Well, it's some cool bacon. Look for it. It's a microwavable bacon. We eat London Broil. It's very, $9. You get a really huge chunk of London Broil as opposed to that sirloin steak. Kids like those pork ribs. We get those. Don Julio Blanco, of course, is the tequila of choice in our home. We drink Heineken beer. My wife likes Absolut vodka. When we get a case of crotch rot, Desinex always helps us. And although I had a very severe pit rash last summer, and I had to go to the doctor for that. I went to the dermatologist for some cream. I have a Norelco shaver. It is a top-of-the-line Norelco shaver that the kids got me for Christmas. It's got the actual time left, charge time that's left. Then you can charge it up. It's beautiful. It's also got one of those flick button things that opens it up and you can empty it out. It's just great. We actually use Vons brand mouthwash, just the standard generic Vons brand mouthwash. We get both the non-mint flavored and mint flavored kind, 2 huge bottles of that stuff because, well, with my wife's cooking, there's always some stench breath at our house, especially in the morning. And you know as well as I do, you love rolling over and saying, "Good morning, honey," and your face melts, you know, you cry. The deodorant we use is the roll-on. It is from Right Guard. I use Sport Stick myself. The kids also use the Sport Stick. We use Crest toothpaste at our house because, as you know, the American Dental Association recommends it, which I think is a bunch of bullcrap. But I've been using Crest since I was a kid, so why change now? Cat food, you say? You bet we have a cat. Purina Cat Chow in the bag. It's expensive. But I didn't like that generic brand we were buying because it looked like freaking sawdust. It didn't look very healthy. And we like our cat, so we get her Purina. And she's cool. She eats the dry crap. Occasionally, we will get her the wet stuff. And when we do, it's the generic Vons brand seafood dinner. Our cat likes seafood. Maria enjoys the Victoria's Secret sports bra. I buy most of my underwear from JCPenney. When I do go shopping, generally it's to Macy's, the men's department, someplace like that. I don't really buy a lot of stuff other than blue jeans, black jeans. Hair products? I don't use any. I'm bald. But my kids use gel, and I'm not sure the kind of gel that they use, but it's, it may be, oh yeah, we also go to Val's Surf Shop, Val's Surf on Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Thousand Oaks. I buy a lot of shirts there because they've got some awesome looking shirts. When it comes to gasoline, we use Mobil, Chevron, and Union 76 are our three favorite brands. We have cards for all three. We, of course, have American Express as well as Visa and MasterCard, although I'm a big believer in paying everything off at the end of each month. I do not carry a balance over. I don't care how much that might make the credit card company angry. We pay it all off, except those months when we're broke. Maria buys most of my shoes. I don't go out and buy any clothing of my own. She just picks stuff up, and generally she gets the 45-inch waist. I'm just kidding about that. She's going to have to start buying smaller pants since I'm down to 250. She generally goes to Jack's Shoes. That's Jack's Shoes. That's in the Westlake Plaza near the Bank of America. We also like to go over to Jack's Deli, which is a favorite breakfast spot for us. Jack's Deli, which is near the Long's Drug on Westlake Boulevard. Many's the Saturday night when you may find us in the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill over on Westlake. The finest sushi. Ask for Greg and the guys. They carve it up real sweet. And because we're regular customers there, they will literally pick up two people and throw them into the street while they're still eating to make a place for us at the bar. Another favorite spot that we eat as a family is Baja Fresh. Yes, Baja Fresh on Lindero Canyon Boulevard. Fantastic, wonderful food. We do have two Blockbuster cards, and the kids rent most of their videos at Blockbuster. And I do the same. They don't have much of a foreign language section, not really big on the independent movies. I'm still looking for a good place up in the Thousand Oaks area where we can, you know, rent some really cool, nasty-ass movies, but I guess that'll have to wait. It's such a freaking T.O., man. You talk about it rolling up at 9 o'clock. It rolls up at like 4 out there. As soon as the kids are home from school, everybody's in bed. We love the Fresh Choice in Oxnard, the Fresh Choice restaurant. It's kind of a buffet restaurant. You can't beat it. If you got a lot of kids, the price is right, the food's great, it's great. Go to Fresh Choice and get fat. Go to Fresh Choice, 280 pounds. We go to our local dry cleaner over there in Thousand Oaks. Actually, we go to a different bunch of places for our dry cleaning and T.O. And let's see, I also like to go to the Vons up there on Moore Park. They have a nice selection. There's a really nice guy in there who works the produce section named Bobby. Every time I walk in, he goes, "Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?" "Real good, Bobby." "Your show cracks me up." And he's always like putting the apples away and all that crap, oiling up the cukes. Anytime I need extra train track for my train set, yes, I have a toy train set that I like to play with at Christmas time, I go to Marty's Hobbies. Marty's Hobbies, near the Vons in the big shopping center there on Jans and Moore Park. It's right near the McDonald's where sometimes we like to get stuff. Maria gets her hair done at the Hair Grove. Denise Horton, a very fine hairstylist. And if she hears that I'm mentioning her name right now, do you know how much this is worth, Denise? Big money. And why haven't we been invited to your home recently? We don't know. Maria and I cry ourselves to sleep at night trying to figure out the answer to that. Mike asks, where do we get our cars washed? We don't. All right. That's where we go. Phil Henry Show.